Steve, man. What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Hey, friends. Here with me today. I'm excited about today's episode. There's a reason why I always play that in the beginning of most of my episodes, is because there's been a concerted effort to control the world. There's a group of these billionaires that meet every year in Davos, and they make the plans for us, and they use their friends because they've incorporated power into the hands of a few. Look at all the businesses in the United States. They're only owned by a handful of companies. You have three cell phone companies that are huge. That's why I like Patriot Mobile, because I'm not subscribing to the big three. I like Patriot Mobile because it believes in my values and it's great. It's a great phone service. But think about the banking system. There's really three major banks: Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo. Think about the hotel industry. There's only a few that own all the motels and hotels in the United States, and the list goes on and on. Six companies control all the media. Six. And when there's a narrative to be played at the top of the food chain, those six companies make sure that everybody hears the same content. And there was only a handful of people. Now, Pickaxe is coming out, but only a couple of really big tech companies. And then they would also push the narrative because they were friends with all the globalists down at the very top when they would meet in Davos. So they made sure they censored people like me. And the truth is coming out because, look, they had a lawsuit against Donald Trump, had a lawsuit, and they lost their lawsuit against Donald Trump. And supposedly YouTube was going to bring back those channels that they took off. And the same thing with Twitter files. We saw that with the Twitter files. I say that to say this, there was a narrative out there. We're going to be kind of talking about the narrative, but we're also going to be talking about the government shutdown today. I got some funny memes for you. I'm going to bring on my friend, Alex Newman. He's a wonderful journalist. Oh, I just am a big fan of Alex Newman, and he's going to be on today's show. But later on, we're going to talk about the narrative of January 6th, the narrative about the Russia collusion. So that's happening on today's show. There's a reason why I had that in the beginning of my show. So I hope you like the show. Hope you like, share, subscribe, repost. I'm excited because I just got invited to be a part of Mastiff.media. Mastiff.media. I'm going to be on Right Talk Radio with Mastiff.media. So that's the website, Mastiff.media. And then I'll be on Right Talk Radio. I'm really excited about that network. And then I'm on also the Faith and Freedom Network. I'm very excited about the Faith and Freedom Network. So check the Faith and Freedom, Faith, the letter N, Freedom Network, or Faith, the letter N, Freedom.tv, Faith and Freedom.tv. And then I'm on UG Media, which is out in the UK. And that's really cool. The UG.media, the UG.media. I'm on Express Radio Station, Live 365, Express Radio Station. I'm on the Vera Radio Network, MikeVera.com, Mike Vera, V-A-R-A, MikeVera.com. I'm just so blessed that I have been asked to be on different platforms. The Lord's really opening networks for me, and that is very exciting. So I hope you'll like, share, subscribe. If you believe what I'm doing, please consider becoming an Amber Mae Angel. Tomorrow is premium content only. Only. And so the only way you get that is if you're a premium subscriber, and you can get that by the button below and become a Rumble premium subscriber for $10 a month. If that's too expensive for you, I get it. Things are tough. Times are tough. Go in the chat, become a $5 subscriber, and you can get all my content, all the premium content for $5. And that helps support the program. You can find me on Telegram at The Amber Mae Show, True Social Amber Mae, Frank Social Amber Mae, pickaxe.com. Find me there. The Discord server is in the link below. So DJ Amber Mae on X. Well, let's get on with the program because I have a lot to share with you today. But we're going to start out with some funny stuff before we get into anything heavy. It's going to be funny. Got a lot of memes. Can't wait to share it with you. Let's go. Here we are.
On The Amber Mae Show, the truth runs deep. Fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand. A voice for the people across this land. Children stolen, lives
betray. She won't back down, she's lighting the way. A beautiful warrior with faith so bright, holding the line in this endless fight. On the Amber May Show, the truth runs deep. Fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand. A voice for the people across this land.
So the budget is on everybody's mind on the Hill because we've been shut down, what, 5-6 days now? I mean, to me, it's not a big deal, but there are people out there that are furloughed and not getting a paycheck right now. And I'm excited about this administration because we're finally cutting the spending, the unnecessary spending, and it's been raising our prices up, all the spending, it's causing inflation, all the spending, and we're finally have the backbone to say enough is enough. I'm very excited about it, but the other side of the aisle wants their spending, and because they're not getting what they want, they're shutting it down. Of course, they're blaming the other side, us. They're blaming our side for the shutdown. But I love the memes. I love how people are reacting to the government shutdown on social media, because a lot of the shutdown has to do with insurance. And are we going to continue to pay for non-citizens to have health care, free health care, while you and I are paying extraordinary amounts of money ever since the Obamacare came in? You know, before Obamacare, I paid my premium, I paid my copay. Now I pay my premium, which goes up every year. I have a deductible, I have an out-of-pocket. You know, you have to reach max out-of-pocket before your insurance pays 100%. I pay a copay, I pay a deductible, I pay a premium until max out-of-pocket. It's so expensive. We're paying over $12,000 a year just for that alone. We're paying over $12,000 a year from healthcare. And yet there's people in government that want to give non-citizens free healthcare. Why? That makes my healthcare more expensive. There's nothing for free. Nothing is ever free. Someone's paying for it somewhere. It might be free for you, but somewhere someone's paying for it. So let's take a look at these hilarious memes. I love how people are taking this bad situation and making fun of it, bringing joy, bringing laughter, making fun of it. I love it. Keep it coming. These memes are the best. Sombreros, the Mexican hat dance song. Keep it coming. I love it. Here we go. Here's one for you right now.
It's Dollar Store Obama. It's Dollar Store Obama. Aquí nos los ositos, los tacos fritos. Those in the government town cause they want in pendejo. Hispanics loves illegals. Hispanics loves illegals. Democrat way, we always pay. Government's clothes, no dinero. Democrats need illegals to get their way. Americans no longer will pay. It's a dollar store, Obama. It's a dollar store, Obama.
No bueno.
I love it. I love it. La Bamba. Para bailar la Bamba. I love it. That was fun. Here's another one. And I love that they're in the mariachi uniform. I love that, the suit. And I loved Three Amigos. And obviously the suit looks like the Three Amigos because the Three Amigos they look like mariachi. The whole Three Amigos movie was hilarious. So here's another one of Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer in their mariachi uniform. God, I love it. This is the best. I could have played so many for you. It was hard to decide which one to play, which one not to play. By the way, I want to welcome you guys to the show. Thank you guys so much for being here. I love when the chat shows up. I want to thank Dan Nunn. He raids into our program Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern right here on Rumble. Then Tuesday, Thursday, we get to raid into Dan Nunn. I love it. I hope you're listening to God Signpost every day. I hope you are. But Tuesday, Thursday, especially, you can go to God Signpost, like and follow Handy News, and then come right into my show Tuesday, Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern. I love it. And then we'll raid into Dan Nunn, but today he gets to raid into us. And then we go raid into the Michael Schwartz Show. So give him a like and a follow. Go give them a like and follow. So here we go. Here's some more on that meme.
Uno, dos,
tres.
¡Ay, ay, ay!
Gracias a Choc.
No hay peiche.
¡Órale, mi gente! ¡Government vacaciones!
Se cayó la Casa Blanca, the doors are all locked down. Gracias a los demócratas, no, no money goes around. Customs sin tamales, the parks are full of trash. Chuck Schumer y su bigote, se acabó el cash.
El Schumer shutdown.
Ay caramba, qué horror.
Workers sin sueldo.
But Congress drinks more.
El Schumer shutdown.
Tequila we pour. We broke in la casa. Pero fiesta. For sure.
Ouch, ay, ay.
Ay, Dios mío. Social Security. La abuelita, ¿hasta dónde es my money? But Chuck is dancing with Nancy, playing piñata con economy. El border's like a fiesta, with maracas and no wall. But if you need a paycheck, pues no viene at all.
Bacha de chacá!
El Schumer shutdown.
Mariachi tonight.
The lights in El Capitol
still shining bright.
El Schumer shutdown.
Qué loco país. No hay checks para la gente. But plenty for the sea.
Señor presidente, no tenemos dinero. Pero we still got cerveza.
El Schumer shutdown.
Gracias, Chuck. Ole.
We laugh with the trumpet.
But bills we can pay.
El Schumer shutdown.
Can I just say, I love Hispanic music. I love it. I used to salsa dance in college. I got really good at salsa dancing. One time, like our salsa dancing class, guys, I took it as an elective, even though like I'd go to the salsa clubs to dance. I love the music. I love the dancing. I would do mariachi, merengue, cha-cha, salsa. I did it all. I love it. I love it so much. So this music, I'm enjoying it. And so some of those, there were Spanish words. I don't know if you understood some of it. I would say like the government's on vacation, the White House is closed down, grandma's not getting her social security or stuff like that. I think it was very clever how they said it, but if you don't speak Spanish, then you might miss some of it. But just the song alone, and I will give AOC credit where AOC credit's due. She looked beautiful in that red dress. But I think I could wear it better. But that's just me. Okay. Remember, what was it? Braveheart, right? I think that's the movie. Check this out. Here's a meme that reminded me of Braveheart. Isn't that the name of the movie? I think so. Here we go. The best. They are absolutely the best. And then I have one more. I just thought this is funny. Very short. Here's one more for you. Here we go. These are so great. I really enjoy watching these every day. This is fun. I get a good laugh. People are so clever and so crafty with their messaging, and we're finally winning on messaging. And I just think this is so funny. And it's so much fun to watch these.
Well, good morning, Opeso of Illinois. And to those that I truly love, happy Ranchero and Bibliotecha.
We're going to get into, we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back from the break, we're going to kind of dive into what is in the bill that the Democrats are proposing. Some of it might shock you. I don't know if it will. I don't like it. I don't like some of the numbers that I'm seeing in there. We're going to discuss that when we come back from after the break. So here we go. Hey, folks, I want to tell you about something that I have been using in my own life, and those are called GLP-1s. Now, I didn't take it lightly. I did a lot of research. I looked into it, did a lot of reading. I talked to a lot of people that have been on GLP-1s for a very long time before I decided to try it for myself. And losing weight and improving your health doesn't have to feel impossible. Whether you've tried everything or you're just starting out, sometimes the right support makes all the difference. This episode is brought to you by LifeRx.md, one of the largest custom GLP-1 and peptide companies in the US. And LifeRx is helping thousands of people taking back control of their health with personalized peptides protocols, including GLP-1 starting at just $250 a month. There's no contract, no subscriptions, no hidden fees, and best of all, no insurance or waitlist required. With 24/7 customer support, LifeRx is accessible, affordable, and built for people who are ready to become the healthiest versions of themselves. So whether you're looking to lose weight, optimize performance, or simply feel better in your body, LifeRx makes it easy to get started. So visit the link below to get started with LifeRx and get started with your GLP-1s and get started today. So make sure you click the link below. The link is in the description so you can get started on your weight loss journey for better health. What I found fascinating is that Fox News was reporting that weight loss drugs, the GLP-1s, are now linked to cancer prevention in women, a major study reveals. So that is very exciting. Like I said, I didn't take this lightly. I worked hard. I looked at all the literature that I could find out there. I talked to a lot of people, different physicians, before I made the switch. And with this company, it's the first company that I found that was the most affordable out there. And they've had amazing customer service. And that is why I'm bringing them to you. So if you're ready to get started, click the link below and get started today with your GLP-1s.
Hey, this is Jeff Dornick, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Let me tell you a quick story that's important to you and your family's health. In 1963, the FDA banned a promising new discovery in the fight against cancer. Laetril, also known as B17, was so popular among its consumers that some 70,000 plus Americans crossed into Mexico to smuggle it back into the United States, according to Newsweek. Laetril was under constant attack by big pharma, big media, big government. Sounds familiar? Kind of like ivermectin. And just like ivermectin, Laetril was both a solution and a problem. You see, Laetril is naturally found in 1,200 plus foods, including apricot seeds. So big pharma can't make money off of it. And that's a big problem. In the 70s, Sloan Kettering, an American Cancer Research Institute, found Laetril was successful at preventing cancer and stopping it from growing. That's according to numerous sources at Sloan Kettering and researchers for the movie Second Opinion. So what does this mean to you? Well, I'm going to give you a source for Laetril. So to find out more, go to the rncstore.com. And when you're there, use promo code Amber May at checkout. Well, I'm so glad to have you guys back. Thank you, guys. I always love seeing everyone who shows up in the chat. It makes me feel great. I really enjoy our chat group. We have a great friend circle going on. So if you've been a longtime viewer but never been a part of our friend circle, come say hello. We would love to welcome you to our friend circle over on Rumble. So thank you guys so much for being here today. I appreciate you. Okay, we're going to be talking about the budget right now. And this video, you might have already seen it, but I think it's epic. I think this video is such a cool video. I just love the creativity of these content creators with these AI. I'm so impressed. Here we go. I mean, these are great. These are absolutely phenomenal. So let's talk about the fact that, Hakeem Jeffries, he's just getting this like blank stare. I don't know. He's on CNBC and they're talking about the impact of the tariffs. And the guy's bringing fact, which is surprising about CNBC. They're very one-sided. They're very much the mouthpiece for the Democrat Party. And so I'm surprised at how much truth in this short clip is being spoken. And it's like Hakeem Jeffries is like, what? He's like, I don't know. You tell me. It's this blank stare that he has. It's just funny. Kind of like he maybe doesn't know what to say. I don't know.
Here. All I can tell you is that the inflation rate itself was 2.7% in the most recent read year over year versus it got to a high of 9% under Biden. Stocks are at record highs. Unemployment is 4.2%. That's full employment. The GDP was 3%. The border is actually secure. We've got trade deals with EU, Japan, many more in the works, and trillions of dollars of foreign investment coming here. Iran's nuclear ambitions have been set back indefinitely. And I just wrote down a few things. So I just have to ask you, where is the calamity that you're talking about? And it almost seems like for Democrats, socialism is the answer to these problems. Or, I don't know, an end of democracy or something? We just don't get it. I don't know about deflation and cost.
His face is just like, just blank stare. What they said is accurate. I mean, what they're looking for in that party, it is socialism. It's not capitalism. Even though our nation was built on capitalism, capitalism is the best form of government out there. And look at any socialist communist nation. They're poor. There's the rich and everyone else is poor. And Cuba is a great example of that. And it's very sad about Cuba. South America, that it's turning communist. Venezuela used to be a very prosperous country. It's now very poor. A lot of places in South America are very poor. You know, and as the conditions for ending the Democrat shutdown, Democrats want hospitals to pay more to treat illegal aliens than American citizens, including young pregnant women. This is not an exaggeration. It's written in black and white in page 57 of the 2141 of Chuck Schumer's counterproposal. We can look at that because I have it up if you want to. So let's hear from Speaker about him talking about the government shutdown from the House Speaker. And I have the proposal from Chuck Schumer pulled up and I'm going to show it to you. We're going to go through some of the the lines on it. And some of it's upsetting. Some of it's very upsetting. Here we go.
What the Democrats are demanding is that illegal aliens that care for them in an emergency room should be reimbursed at a higher rate.
To the hospitals.
To the hospitals than American citizens, young pregnant women. They want to pay more for illegal aliens than U.S. citizens, and we are against that. The reason it's illegal right now for illegal aliens to receive taxpayer-funded benefits is because Republicans wrote it into the law July 4th. Don't take my word for it. Look at page 57, yep. Section 2141 yep. of Chuck Schumer's counterproposal. It's on my website at speaker.gov. Everybody go look. Don't take my word for it. Read their section. They but want again, to reverse those changes.
But again,
what the Democrats are demanding.
I saw it. It's there and we can go through it. But some other things that the Democrats don't want you to see that's inside the bill. And this lady talks about it. And I verified it. I'm like, I see these videos and people who are very smart, who want to go and research and look, is this true? What's in the bill? I love that citizens are now getting more and more involved in government affairs, because for too long, we have not gotten involved in political affairs. And look what happened to our country. It's fallen apart. I mean, communism is taking over state by state by state. Education system's falling apart. It's terrible. Our kids are not being educated. It's being indoctrinated. Why? It's because you and I didn't get involved. We were so busy. And we have a video coming up about this. And we've talked about it so much on the show, especially with moms. The choice to be stay-at-home moms have been taken away from us by design, by the people in the very upper echelons of society that I talked about in the beginning of the show. That's why I always play, try to take over the world. It's true. I mean, this was a cartoon I watched as a kid. I thought it was funny then. No, there are real people trying to take over the world. This is a fact. This is true. It's not hyperbole. It's true. And they've taken the choice away from moms to go to work. It's not a choice anymore. It's a have to. I played a Charlie Kirk video on my Facebook, and it talks about how there's many moms out there that cry when they have to drop off their baby at daycare. And I would agree with that, because I know I talked to a lot of moms. They hate that. When I was at the radio station, very pregnant, you know, it was getting close to birth, I was crying on my way to work. I loved my job as a radio DJ. I loved it. I love working in broadcast media. It's my passion. It's what God put inside of me. But I also had this baby that I've been yearning for so long. My husband and I tried for so long. By the time Annabelle was born, I had 3 miscarriages. By the time Philip was born, I had 4. And those 2 babies, I'm so lucky those babies are alive. So lucky. And an ectopic pregnancy that ruptured with my daughter, that was my 3rd miscarriage. When I was pregnant with her, I had preeclampsia, which means my blood pressure is like 191 over 101. My organs are on the brink of failing. I was hospitalized. And then on my son, my only last fallopian tube, I had another ectopic pregnancy. Somehow they were able to save that one. That's the only reason why my son's alive today. With him, I had preeclampsia and diabetes. So, I mean, my kids are miracle babies, flat out miracle babies. And the idea of me leaving my daughter, my daughter, I just wanted so bad, for 8 to 9 hours a day with someone else, just killed me. But that's what they want moms to do. And some moms are good with that. Some moms wanted the career, and it's okay. Like, they can handle both, right? It's fine for them. I wasn't one of those moms. I'm like, oh, I got to leave my baby with someone, my precious baby. I have to. And there's some moms out there like that, right? So the choice was taken away from moms, and we're going to get into that in a minute. But before we do that, let's get into what the Democrats are proposing. So we had this bill, what was it, 24 pages of the CR, which I'm not for. I hope you all know I'm not for a continuing resolution. I freaking want a budget already. Let's have a damn budget, right? But if this is the way it's going to be, I can't change that, right? I'm not there. I can only put pressure on them, but I can't make them. I can only put pressure on them. I hope we do finally freaking have a budget. Let's listen to what's inside of the Democrat spending bill. Here we go. And I'll show you. I have the proof.
So I read the continuing resolution proposal that the Democrats sent out so that you didn't have to, and I'm going to tell you what's inside of it. This is a continuing resolution bill. This is to keep the government open for another 6 more weeks. First, nearly $500 million, like $490 million, goes straight to PBS. How is that prioritizing the American people? Secondly, they want $157 million set aside for Congress itself. They want additional security for members of Congress, residential security systems, and $10 million for upgrades in security to the state office. I'm sorry, but average Americans are living in cities that are ridden with crime. Oh, but that's not even the best part. They are asking for $174,000 each in death gratuities to three dead members of Congress. It's tragic, and I'm sorry for the loss of those members of Congress. But ordinary Americans don't get six-figure payouts from Congress when one of our family members dies. So why are we paying for them? And then finally, one of the biggest things on this bill, y'all aren't even going to believe this.
Yeah, you will.
$437 million for the European Bank of Reconstruction and Development. Yeah, that's American taxpayer money being sent to boost Europe's economy. Not to fix our border, not to lower inflation, but actually to spend more of our money to buy 40,000 shares in a country we don't live. Make sure that you share this so that people understand what we're really fighting against.
Let me say, I feel like that's all money laundering money. That $437 million to go to this foreign bank in another country. This is where the money laundering, this is why they get rich. This is why members of Congress get rich. This is why presidents get rich. This is why other elected officials in other nations get rich. And you and I are funding it. I mean, this should make everybody's blood boil that you and I work so damn hard for our money. And then they just take it. They just take it and they fund themselves and they put it in these nonprofits, these foundations that don't pay taxes, even though they lecture you to pay your fair share and they don't pay taxes. And then yet we're working harder and harder and harder, getting two jobs, getting three jobs just to make ends meet. This should disgust everybody. It's money laundering, plain and simple. So I went to the secretary's website, the House secretary, and I looked at this website, and what that video said was not wrong. I wish the House Speaker on TV, and maybe he did, and I didn't play the full clip, would talk about this extra spending that video just shared with you. So let's look at that bill right now. Okay, shall we? Shall we take a look at this continuing resolution bill? Right here, Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Now, for people who watch CNBC, CNN, that are talking points of the globalist, that's all they are, the talking points of the globalist propaganda. You will find out, you will say, well, what's wrong with that? We should have this. This is, gives us good news. This is good information. No, it's not good information. No, it's not good news. It's partisan news. It's not unpartisan or unbiased news, as the news media should be. It should be unbiased. If you're going to have a news organization in journalism school, like we are taught to be unbiased when like we're writing an article, unbiased, that you give this side, you give that side, you let the reader make their own decision. In this show, it's an opinion show. It's like an editorial show. So I give my opinion. You know I give my opinion. I'm not hiding that. So the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is very one-sided. It's a mouthpiece of the Democrat Party, which is the mouthpiece of the globalist organizations. So they want to bring that money back so that they have more funding for the media that's very partisan, okay? But that's not it. That's not where it ends. I'll show you number two, what she's talking about here. Here we go. And then down here, so we have the 107, let's see, where is it? Oh, here it is for Grivalda. He was a congressman here in Arizona. It's been alleged that he's kind of a dirty politician, allegedly. He's in southern Arizona. They want each of these representatives who died to get $174,000. That's what life insurance is for. You have to have life insurance if you want to give anything to your family after you depart this earth. Why do I need to pay out of my taxpayer money for public servants what you would have bought life insurance for? That's a waste of money. That has nothing to do with what tax money is supposed to go for. We've talked about this in previous shows. Tax money is supposed to keep the country going. So in the case of the federal government, we want protection for our borders. We want protection from foreign adversaries, right? So we want to support our military with that. Our side of the aisle wants small government, super small government. Their main job is protection of the homeland. Main job. Okay. So we want to fund judges. We want to fund prosecutors. We want to fund border security. You know, things like that. Someone dying has nothing to do with any of that. Nothing. You get life insurance. You protect your family. I am against that 100%. And if they're going to do that, then every time one of our loved ones die, then we should get $174,000 sent to our loved ones. Should we start writing a letter to Congress? Oh, my so-and-so died. I need that check. Oh, you gave it to the representatives. So let's see. How many are there? They're asking for Paige Turner. She's from Texas. Arizona Grivaldi. Gerald Conley from Virginia. Yeah, that's what they're asking for. No, sorry. And then here we go. Here's another one. This is for their personal security. Here's the $10 million she was talking about. Residential security system program and $10 million. How come they're not taking that $10 million and putting it in cities like, I don't know, Portland, Chicago, LA, New York? For all those people to have security and feel good and feel safe in those crime-ridden societies. It's okay for them on the Hill to be safe, but God forbid any of us. We just have to kind of grin and bear it. And we're not even allowed to have firearms because all these blue city states have made owning a firearm almost impossible. You know, in California, you're not even supposed to have your magazine inside your gun. So how the heck am I supposed to protect myself if I have to find my magazine to put it into the gun because the bad guy doesn't care about that law? Bam, bam, I'm shot, I'm dead. But make sure the people on the Hill get $10 million just for their security residence. That's not talking about the extra money. The House of Representatives salary right here, officers and employees, $90 million to remain available until expended for salaries, expenses of the Office of Sergeant of Arms for Enhanced Member Security Program. The Senate contingent expenses of the Senate Sergeant of Arms and doorkeeper of the Senate, $66 million. Fund for Enhanced Member Security, $3.5 million. When they're ready to give us a border, to secure us, like, well, I'm a border state, right? I don't want to deal with the cartel every day. When they're ready to do that and they're ready to protect their own people in Chicago, Los Angeles, Portland, New York, maybe we can talk. But until then, that's bullcrap. You want to disarm all the citizens and you want soft on crime approach where all these people get out of prison or get on cashless bail or get out for no reason whatsoever. They just get out. Remember the Vice President Kamala Harris helped fund all of those rioters and during the George Floyd, the people that actually committed crime and vandalism, and they paid for them to get out with bail. They paid out of their money. Is the soft on crime approach that needs to go? And once they start, you know, actually having a hard on crime approach and allowing people to carry firearms and giving money to the policing agencies to protect the citizens. Okay, maybe we can talk. But until then, it's safe for me, but not for thee. I want safety for me, but not for thee. Oh, that boils me. That boils me. Let's talk about the money laundering operation that they want money for. Your money that you work so freaking hard for. You're barely making ends meet. Maybe you have two jobs. Maybe both your husband and wife have two jobs. I don't know. But they want money for the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development Act. And guess how much they want? Over $437 million. Now, you don't tell me that's not money laundering money. You don't tell me somewhere in the grand scheme of things, elected officials here and abroad isn't getting $437 million put in their pockets. You can't tell me that. You know, they say they title a line like in the budget, this, that makes it sound good, right? Trans rights in the Middle East, right? Sounds great. I guarantee you none of that money went to trans rights in the Middle East. I can guarantee you they're all getting money and they're all pissed at Donald Trump because Donald Trump's trying to keep the money in our pockets and he's trying to stop the money laundering worldwide from the U.S. citizens. They won't tell you that on CNN. They won't tell you that on MSNBC. Let's talk about you want to look it up, page 57 of the section. Let me go to page 57. 57 right here. Here's page 57. This is what the House Speaker was talking about. And let's see where he said section 2141. Hopefully I can find it easy. I don't know. Section 2141. It is repealed and any law or regulation referred to as such subtitle shall be applied as if such subtitle and amendments made by such subtitle have been enacted. Subtitle, subtitle, subtitle. So this is where he's talking about where it comes with not funding, overfunding the hospitals for them providing medical service for the illegal. So this is where that's at. Okay. So that's where he was talking about Republicans made it illegal for Medicaid to reimburse care for illegal aliens at a higher rate than for U.S. citizens. Now, it didn't say that they're not paying for illegals. It just said what the Democrats were doing. They wanted to give a higher rate of reimbursement for Medicaid for illegals than the U.S., than a U.S. citizen. Also, people who've never paid into Social Security, illegal immigrants, were getting Social Security and money from the public sector. That was supposed to go to help the single mothers pay for housing, pay for food for their kids, right? But a lot of that money went to illegal aliens. Don't believe me? Okay, let's watch this. Here we go.
That's a jaw-dropping number. Where'd all those people come from?
Well, it made my jaw drop too when I saw it. You know, we were in Social Security looking for fraud, waste, and abuse. And to do that, we actually looked at the enumeration system, the system by which people get numbers in America. And we found that there were just about 5+ million of them that came to the country as illegals, were giving various forms of parole or allowed in the country, and then got through an automatic system, Social Security numbers, so they get into our benefit systems. And we tracked that through and found that they were on the benefit programs. And just because we were curious, we then looked to see if they were on the voter rolls. And we found in a handful of cooperative states that there were thousands of them on the voter rolls and that many of them had voted.
That's a jaw-dropping number.
Illegals that aren't allowed to vote by law are voting. They're also getting all the benefits from taxpayers. Is that fair to you? No. So keep this in mind. I'm going to play this video right now. And I really want you to think about what is happening to your dollar. I want you to think about where they're putting your money that you work so hard in their own pocketbooks. They want to make sure they're protected, but God forbid they don't give a rip about your protection whatsoever. And they want to make your life harder. So you have to work double or triple. And they want us to believe, like Klaus Schwab said, I want you to own nothing and you're going to be happy. We're going to make sure you are happy owning nothing. How are they going to do that? Propaganda and lies, convincing us that we don't want anything and that everything's going to go for them and we're going to be happy about it. Propaganda, that's how they're going to do it. And that's how they've been doing it. Here we go.
Let's tell a story about one of the greatest PSYOPs in history. The PSYOP that you deserve less and less every year. And that you should work harder and harder for less and less. The PSYOP that to be broke was the American way. The PSYOP that you should be lucky to pay your bills. The PSYOP that it's normal for prices to go up every year, forever. The PSYOP that it's normal to pay taxes. When you're born, death and taxes are the only certainty they would tell you. The PSYOP that you need to make $80,000 a year to take care of your family. Then $100,000, and then $150,000. Now they tell you both you and your wife need to work to achieve financial freedom. So you hire the nannies, You hired the babysitters. You leave your community. You just don't have time for them anymore. Because you and your wife embarked on individual careers. These careers that took you away from your kids, your spouse, your home, your community. And they told you this was normal. It's totally normal to spend two-thirds of your time away from your family. It's normal to fight and get divorced. And it has nothing to do with the economic decisions and policies made by the government. None of it was normal. It was all nefarious. And it chipped away at what it meant to be an American. It chipped away at your self-esteem. It chipped away at your marriage, at your family. Until you looked up and one day no one was married anymore. No one was succeeding unless they were heavily leveraged. One day you woke up and realized you don't recognize the world around you. Until Trump. President Trump came along and said, "This is your country, and that's your money." And he wouldn't back down. All the people that were destroying you came out and spoke against him. They went to great lengths to undermine his agenda. When President Trump hit his stride in 2019, they released a biological weapon that was the largest psyop in global history. COVID. They ran the scamdemic. They extorted trillions of dollars out of your economy. Then they stole your election overtly, hijacked your democracy, put up barbed wire fencing around your capital, and told you it was normal. During the next 4 years, they would unleash an invasion the likes of which no nation had ever seen. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of illegals, poured in the United States of America and began gobbling up whatever remaining resources were in existence. You were deemed a domestic terrorist by those in power. They surveilled your phones, your computers. They surveilled your lives. But it wasn't enough to stop Donald Trump. When they couldn't undermine his campaign through the courts and lawfare, they eventually tried to kill him again and again and again. Until that fateful day in November, when President Trump and America reclaimed their sovereignty. With him, he brought the richest man on the planet, for free, named Elon Musk. They then began uncovering and publicizing all of fraud, theft, waste, and abuse of the American taxpayer. They have threatened him. They have threatened his family. Subversion is all they have left. Infiltration is all they have left. Their funding is drying up. This is your Liberation Day.
And I'm welcoming Liberation Day. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to welcome my friend, Alex Newman, to the program. I can't wait. I can't wait to have him on. Here we go. Hey friends, if you're looking for a doctor you can trust, look no further than Dr. Stella, and you can find her at drstellamd.com. Let me show you one of the areas that I love about Dr. Stella. I enjoy supporting the immune system, especially when it comes to cold and flu season. And I love the Kobe Light, the Kobe Sleep, especially if you're having trouble sleep at night. Get that Kobe Sleep. It'll help you so much. So not only are you supporting the immune system, but it also helps you get a good night's sleep. The Kobe Spray, super easy. Kobe Bites. Oh, these are my favorite, the Kobe Bites. She has placed vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. And we all know that that zinc helps support the body's immune system, but zinc needs a delivery system. So that quercetin is the delivery system to drive that zinc in to help your body heal faster and feel better. Also has Kobe vitamins for kids as well. Hey, and if you're looking to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, or you just feel under the weather and need a doctor you can trust, set up a telemed appointment with her. And the best part is when you use my name, Amber or Amber May, at checkout, whether you need your Kobe Bites or a telemed appointment, you will save money at checkout. So don't forget to use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money. So go visit drstellamd.com and then use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money.
I'm author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
And hey, if you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile, why not? They're the only Christian conservative cell phone carrier out there. Have access to all three major networks. Keep your name, keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. With 100% U.S. customer service base, it makes switching easy. And the best part is, when you use my name, Amber, you're going to get a free month of service. So go to patriotmobile.com/Amber or call 972-PATRIOT and let them know Amber sent you. That's again, patriotmobile.com/Amber or 972-PATRIOT and get that free month of cell phone service. And now we return to the show already in progress. Well, folks, like I told you, I have my friend Alex Newman. So let's welcome my friend Alex to the program. Alex, you deserve a round of applause for my audience.
Thank you, Amber. Great to be here. Really appreciate it.
Oh, I always love seeing what you're working on. I'm probably one of your biggest fans. I follow you. I'm just so happy I get to call you friend because I just love the work that you're putting out. You talk about faith, family, and freedom, and you're big on that. So what is the latest that you've been talking about right now? What are some of the things that you're working on right now?
Well, you're very kind. Thank you, Amber. Really appreciate you and all that you do. So much going on. Right now, I've got an article about to come out, big one. The UN has just released, nobody's talking about this yet. Nobody, as far as I can tell, not one single media outlet has covered this, but the UN just released a new report demanding that governments around the world, if in their benevolence they choose to allow us to homeschool, they say the UN says they must, it's required that they register us like sex offenders, that they force us to follow the UN-backed curriculum. They literally say the education content must be controlled by the government. They say the right attitudes and values have to be imposed on the children. There's a whole list of them, the global citizenship, the diversity, the gender equality. And, you know, they have all kinds of complaints about homeschooling. Oh, usually the mom teaches. Well, and that teaches gender inequality. They say the curriculum must promote gender equality, which in UN speak means, you know, radical feminism, destroy the family, et cetera. It's atrocious. And so as I'm reading this report, it says in there, it was prepared under the supervision of Guang Cheng. And I didn't know who Guang Cheng was, sounded like a CCP operative. So I looked him up. Turns out, and you're gonna think I'm kidding, but I'm not, the guy's from North Korea.
What?
Yes. The chief of the education policy section at UNESCO, the UN Education Agency, is literally a North Korean communist whose last job before going to UNESCO was the education ministry of one of the most barbaric communist slave states that's existed in the history of humanity. So they're dead serious. They're coming for us with a vengeance. And so that's important. And it's astounding to me that I am the only one who thought, hey, maybe we should do an article about this. So that's one of the things I'm working on, Amber, and then also getting ready to go to Brazil because the UN climate clown show is moving down to the Amazon rainforest. 100,000 clowns, big freak show happening in Belém, and God willing, I intend to be there. So,
wow, it's incredible. I do. I see you travel all over the world. It's incredible that people you get to be on. You were on Glenn Beck's show not that long ago. You're doing a video that is coming out, I think, in December with G. Edward Griffin. I don't know what that was about. Was that about communism, or was that about the Federal Reserve? What was that one about?
That is a really cool project. we've been working on it for a couple of years now, so I don't want to make any promises. Supposedly it's going to be out at Christmas. We'll see. But it's being done by my good friend Justin Malone. I regard him as one of the greatest. Movie producers of our era, directors. He did Uncle Tom. He did Uncle Tom 2, which, folks, if you haven't seen those, you've got to see them. They're extraordinary. And then he got this idea to make a movie about Yuri Bezmenov.
Oh, Yuri Bezmenov. That's it.
Yes. The now infamous Soviet KGB defector who basically did that. You know, that interview with Ed Griffin, that was done in 1984. And I've talked to Ed about this. He said he sold 40 copies of that video when it came out. So nobody had this. And then one day somebody uploaded on YouTube. This was, I think, back in like 2011, something like that. And now hundreds of millions of people have seen that video. And so my friend Justin thought we need a movie about that. So he brought five of us together to help on this. We don't know exactly how the movie's going to turn out. I'm not even sure that me and the other four guys are in it. But
the trailer showed you in it.
Yeah. The trailer has us in there and we helped Justin with this, but, we'll see what he does with it. Whatever it is, I can guarantee you it's going to be amazing. And, he's got another one in the works too, involving Ed Griffin. So I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to give away all the top secret information, but stay tuned, folks. It's going to be amazing. I think it's going to really have a profound effect on the national conversation. Cause it's
absolutely. I play the Yuri Bezmenov interview on my show not that long ago. And that goes back into what you were first talking about with education, the thing that no one's talking about. The fact that communists are in control of the world's education. And when you go back to Yuri Bezmenov, that interview, it talks about two things, the education system and the propaganda news media. And there, he was outright saying, because he was part of the propaganda, trying to persuade people to see things the way they wanted it to be perceived. Mind control, in essence. And Yuri Bezmenov said, America has fallen, basically, you know, with the mind control. They took over the school system and they're completely brainwashed now. And yep. And he said that was in 1984. And he said there's four stages: a demoralization, destabilization, crisis, and normalization. And back in 1984, he said that we were more than conquered with the demoralization. And yep. Basically, later on in that interview, he said, no matter what you do, once you have someone totally brainwashed, no matter what facts you present to them that's contrary to what they believe, they cannot believe it. They will not believe it. It's that powerful. And the only thing that overcomes that is the Holy Spirit can reveal anything to us. And that's the only thing I think that can cure people from a brainwash to that degree. But the education system is so important because they've been infiltrating the U.S. education system for decades now. And to the point where it's so radicalized at the schools that our friend Charlie Kirk died for just having a dialogue that was different than the ideologue that they talk about in the university. You want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, happy to. In fact, the last time I had a long public conversation with Charlie a few months before he died, he was on my show and I asked him, you know, what is the problem? You know, how do you describe the threat to America? He said it's demonic at its core. And then I asked him what the solution was. He said, we have got to deal with education. He said some very nice things about my book. He actually bought hundreds of copies of my book to give to any teachers or school board members who wanted it. That was a great honor. I spoke on education at some of his conferences and really, really appreciated working with him on that. And he said, the government education system we have today is based on the Prussian model. It is not about education. It's about indoctrination. We've got to get, these are his words, we've got to get government completely out of education. And I agree with him. You know, a lot of people look at this, what's going on today, and they think it's recent. You know, back in the 1940s, the U.S. Congress did an investigation. They put together the Select Committee to investigate tax-exempt foundations and comparable organizations. And they found that there had been, and I'm quoting from their report, a revolution in this country that would not have been possible if education had not paved the way in advance to make it possible. Now, they were talking in the past tense, as in the revolution had already happened. That's how far down the brainwashing we are. And what I did, I've got a new book coming out very soon here. My friend Robert Bortons and I are going to release it in January. And what I did for our book, I dug into the background of the first guy in the modern era to seriously propose that the government educate our children. His name was Robert Owen. This is before Karl Marx. Right? We're talking early 1800s. He said he was at war with what he described as the great trinity of evil. That was marriage, that was private property, and that was irrational systems of religion, in particular Christianity. That was the trinity of evil that he was at war with. And his solution to this problem was the government ought to educate children. So he created a secret society. And I detail some of that in my previous book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death. But some new revelations in this new one. He says that he admits, just a few months before he dies, that he was getting his ideas from his spirit friends. So he convenes the Congress on the Advanced Minds of the World in 1857 and admits that these great ideas he has about reforming humanity and moving us all into this glorious new utopia. He says, I'm getting it from spirits that I'm talking to. They're communicating with me through Ouija boards and through taps on the walls and on the furniture. And he goes into this big diatribe about, I know it's dead people because, you know, they said this. And truly crazy. And I would just urge people, go back to Leviticus, go back to Deuteronomy. God literally puts talking with the spirits of the dead, their demons, in the same category as sacrificing your children to demons, literally in the same sentence. It was a capital offense in Old Testament Israel to be communicating with the alleged spirits of the dead. So that's what we're dealing with. It's demonic. It was the idea of having the government educate our children was always unbiblical. It was always a bad idea. But it's gotten, of course, progressively worse the longer these lunatics have been in charge.
Well, Alex, I want to thank you for stopping by today. It's always so much fun to do shows with you. Where do people find your content?
Well, thank you so much, Amber. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. So libertysentinel.org is my webpage. Liberty Sentinel is S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org, and people can get the free newsletter there. I encourage them to do that so they don't miss anything. Hey, thank you, Amber. God bless you. Keep up the great work, and I hope we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show.